Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Anna Hall. She is the activity director at Woodland Oaks in Ashland, Kentucky. And Anna, for those who maybe are not familiar with what Woodland Oaks is and where you guys are, can you give us a little bit of background information?
We are here in Ashland, and we are a nursing home, of course, and we also have a rehab section. What I do personally is that my job is to help the residents here stay active and to be happy and feel fulfilled. And, you know, that also involves community and people coming in, like the butterfly hugs. We have had those come in, and it puts a smile on their faces, and they love them. They're great. They have them hung up in their rooms. I do outreach with, at Christmas time, we have, a realtor that comes in and she adopts residents, and other people in the community come in, adopt residents. We have that kind of thing.
Okay. You mentioned the Butterfly Hugs program. She's referring to the program for those who are listening. She's referring to the program that Walk FM has, where if you make homemade butterflies, then we give those out as butterfly hugs. And those go to places like nursing homes. They go to rehab facilities. They go to hospital rooms. They go to all kinds of places where people need to be encouraged. And so if you want to find out more about the Butterfly Hug program, you can find that information at walkfm.org. That's one way that we get to be a blessing to others in our community. So, yeah, thanks for the little shout-out on that. Anna, about how many people do you typically have as residents there at Woodland Oaks?
We have, if we're full, we have about 110 beds, but it varies, you know, depending on the rehab part of it.
Okay, and when you mention rehab, what are we talking about there? Are we talking about, like, people recovering from, like, a fall or something like that? What are we talking about?
It can be surgery. It can be from a fall. You know, just pretty much any kind of injury or where they've possibly been sick for a long period of time, and they just need to build themselves back up, either, you know, physically, get their strength back, that kind of thing.
All right. So some people are there long term, and some people are there short term as they're recovering from various things. That's good to know that your services are there for people in whichever kind of need they have. Now, Anna, when people talk about a nursing home, do you find that there's typically some kind of a stigma that's associated with that?
Yes, definitely. You know, I think there's a lot of negative connotation to that. But, you know, after you've worked with in here, you know, I think maybe at one point there may have been that connotation, but now I think that the nursing homes, the rehabs have turned around and this is their home. And, I think they, it's just a more positive attitude now because we provide things for them to do, you know, they're not just sitting in a room doing nothing. Mm-hmm. They're coming out, they're socializing, they are experiencing things. They're not just being put away. And I think that's where my job is so important, is to make them feel like they're in a home and that they have friends and family within the building.
Okay, and you mentioned the importance of being a part of and feeling like you're a part of a community. Why is that so important?
Well, here, in terms of what we do, it just makes the residents feel like they haven't been forgotten. And there are other things, like we have books in our activity room. We have some of them that just devour books. And we have people in the community that are constantly supplying us with new books for them to read. And that's something that's important to them. It gives them something to do and, you know, keeps their mind sharp. So things like that, donating books or, you know, like at Christmas time, the Christmas presents, we have the adopt a resident and everything. Coming in and just talking to the people and getting to know them, that makes them feel wanted and special.
Okay, and you kind of mentioned how people can help by things like donating books. What are some other ways that people can help?
We take volunteers, and there's no, you don't have to donate anything. Just coming in and working with them, spending time with them. You know, if you have a talent such as music or art, and just coming in and maybe helping them with a craft or singing songs for them, you know, that brightens their day. You don't have to spend money in order to make them, you know, feel happy and special.
Okay. And do you have a lot of volunteers who come in, or are volunteers a little bit scarce? How's that situation?
We used to have quite a few. COVID kind of cut that back quite a bit. And we're slowly building it back up to where we're getting more and more people in here. We have a few. We definitely love to have more people. So if there's anyone out there that wants to come spend time and, you know, do crafts or sing or whatever your talent is, we'd be more than happy to have anybody come in.
Okay. So if somebody is interested in becoming a volunteer, or if they want more information about becoming a resident, how do people get in touch with you guys? What do they need to do?
We have, our phone number is 606-325-5200, and they can call and ask if they're wanting to volunteer. They can just explain to them that they want to volunteer, and they can start that process with them and get them started. If they have a family member that they're wanting to come in here, they can talk to the admissions and they'll try to work through something and set that up. But yeah, volunteers would be great. Like I said, anything that anybody's willing to do, and I can guarantee they will be greatly rewarded.
All right. That number, if you'd like to call to find out more, is 606-325-5200. I want to say thank you so much to Anna Hall for being our guest today on the Community Matters interview. If you missed any part of this interview or you'd like to hear the full thing again, you can find it on walkfm.org. If you are part of an organization or a church that's doing something to bless our community, I would love to talk to you as well. Send a message to communitymatters@walkfm.org. Maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM. I hope you're having a wonderful day.